So that definitely was the case, five years ago, 7 years ago, when the web was everything, and every company, whether it was brick and mortar or a new company, wanted to have a web presence, and you just saw this huge swing over to the web environment. And what we've seen, and I do a lot of talks at PDC type events and tech ed type events, and I've definitely seen that sort of pendulum start to swing the other way, where customers realize, hey, I've got a computing device. It's got a video card on it. It's got a hard drive on it. It's got a CPU on it. Those are great resources, and I might as well leverage them. I can get a much richer experience, a much more interactive experience. It'll be a much better experience for the user, and might as well go ahead and harness the power of the PC and the Windows operating system and take advantage of that up-level experience. And so we start to see a lot more customers who sort of did the web app and found out that it didn't work quite as well as they wanted. It just wasn't as nice of a user experience, and they didn't need a web app. And they've kind of swung back to the Windows rich client application. And one of the things that we've done in WIDB was that one of the things that we found too was sort of the total cost of ownership issue with web developers. They're like, well, I develop it, sometimes a little clumsy with the user interface, but I can develop the app, I can go ahead and deploy it on my server, and that's it, end of story. So if I want to make updates, I update to the server, that's it, works great. And what we found was that people really liked that low total cost of ownership, and in some ways that they were making their decisions based on that versus whether it made sense to have a client app versus a web app. And one of the things that we've done in our new version of Visual Studio 2005 is we've added this new technology called Click Once, and literally it's essentially you click on a web page to install a client application. So the experience is the same. If you want to provide an update to your application, you update your web server, and then all your users automatically, next time they run the app, just like in a web app, they go ahead and get that update, and it's very seamless and very much.
Yeah, Joe Cole demonstrated that for us.
Jamie Cole, yeah. So yeah, Jamie's our Click Once expert, and we found that technology really resonates well, especially with the IT individuals, but it really is just a great way to reduce the total cost of ownership of a client application.
Right. How does a team today decide between web and client? And what are the kinds of things that are hot buttons that maybe would key them in to the fact that they need to go the WinForms route instead of doing a web app?
So we get that question a lot, and a lot of the answers come down to what is it the application's trying to do? Is it an application that is or can take advantage of local resources? One of the limitations of a web application is it's connected. And what I mean by that is that it requires that internet connection. Anytime you do anything in the application, you want to refresh your data, typically that means you're going to go out and do another web request. So it's this sort of standard, if I'm displaying information or getting some basic information, a web app's just really great for that. But if you're doing anything more complex, where you want to take advantage of offline data, or you don't want to have a connection, or you're doing something that's maybe a little more intensive in terms of the UI that you want to do, and something a little more, like for example, you think of a spreadsheet type application like Excel, where you're doing a lot more complex, rich UI, you want your data locally because you're munging it a lot, that sort of application just is geared towards making a client app. I don't know how you'd make a web version of Excel. And so what we find is that people who want a more interactive, better user experience, and they're doing a lot with data typically, where they need to leverage those local resources and keep it local and take advantage of the CPU to do the processing. That's really an ideal target for a client application.